KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at soccer regional girls action last night. Girls regional finals in 1A Tri-Center moves on to state as they defeated St. Albert 3-1. Not so good for North Polk, or for Underwood, though. North Polk downing Underwood 4-0 last night. Gilbert, Nevada, Denver, Iowa City, Regina, Center Point, Urbana, and Davenport Assumption all posting Class 1A Girls Regional Soccer Finals victories. In 2A action last night, Lewis Central moves on to state with a 3-0 win over Abraham Lincoln. ADM also advancing 3-1 over Thomas Jefferson. Also in action last night, it was Norwalk, Waverly, Shell Rock, Newton, Union, Cedar Rapids, Xavier, and North Scott all winning to advance to state in 2A. In 3A, winners included Ankeny Centennial, Dowling Catholic, West Des Moines Valley, Ankeny, Ames, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, Iowa City West, and Bettendorf all advancing. State tournament pairing set now for later this week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday will be the state girls soccer tournament. In Class 1A for Tri-Center, they're the seventh seed. They'll face off against second-seeded North Polk in a 12:30 game coming up on Thursday in County Park in Des Moines. Also in the 2A pairings, Lewis Central is the number one seed in the tournament at 16-3. They'll face eighth-seeded Newton in a 2:30 matchup on Thursday afternoon. Also at 2:45 Thursday afternoon, fourth-seeded ADM will face fifth-seeded Cedar Rapids Xavier in Class 2A first-round state soccer play. Let's get you softball scores from last night locally. In the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Atlantic easily over Kemper Catholic 16-4. Lewis Central downing Harlan 5-1. Shenandoah beat Creston 5-3. Glenwood over Clarinda 18-5. Denison topping St. Albert 15-4. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was AHSTW over Griswold 11-4. Trainer beat Riverside 9-0. Logan Magnolia over Audubon 14-3. IKM Manning edging Missouri Valley 1-0. In Rolling Valley Conference softball last night, Exira EHK over Cam 9-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Bowyer Valley in 8 innings 6-5. Glenn Ralston over Charter Oak Ute 18-13. West Harrison beat Woodbine 8-5. In the Corner Conference, East Mills over Stanton 9-4. And in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Pleasantville beat Lennox 7-3. In boys baseball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Atlantic edging Kemper Catholic by a final of 5-4. Harlan beat Lewis Central 11-1. Glenwood over Clarinda 13-7. Shenandoah falling to Creston 1-0. St. Albert beat Denison 16-3. In the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon over Logan Magnolia 15-6. AHSTW topping Griswold 12-2. It was Trainer over Riverside 22-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK 3-1 over Cam. West Harrison beat Woodbine 2-1. Coon Rapids Bayard 8-2 over Bowyer Valley. Also in the Corner Conference, Stanton outscored East Mills in 8 innings, 12-11 last night. Well, the weekly Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association baseball rankings out yesterday. Class 4A, Johnston, the number one ranked team, with Dowling Catholic and Iowa City West the top three. Lewis Central in at number six this week. In Class 3A, Harlan is top rated again this week. Also in Class 2A, it's Wilton number one with New Hampton number two. Trainer is at number three, while Kemper Catholic is ranked number eight in the 2A poll this week. And in the 1A poll, Newman Catholic is top rated with North Lynn and West Sioux 2 and 3. Cam is in at number 6 in this week's poll. Audubon got votes, didn't quite make the top 10 this week. St. Albert in the same boat, got some votes, didn't make the top 10. Are we also receiving votes but not in the weekly top 10 rankings? In Major League Baseball yesterday, Eugenio Suarez and Scooter Gennett hit consecutive two-run doubles in the seventh inning, and the Cincinnati Reds came from behind to beat the slumping St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 last night. St. Louis starter Carlos Martinez was dominant through six innings before wilting in the seventh as the Cards dropped their fourth straight. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 11-4, San Francisco over Milwaukee 7-2, Cubs over Miami 3-1, the Nationals beat the Dodgers 4-2. Yuli Gurriel hit a three-run homer. Brian McCann had a two-run shot, and the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals 7-3 last night for their 11th straight win. That's the longest winning streak in the majors this season and just one shy of the Astros' team record. Also in the American League, Oakland beat Toronto 5-3 in an abbreviated schedule. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, Omaha beat Nashville 4-2. Oklahoma City topping the Iowa Cubs by a 4-3 final. In college baseball news, some teams from the Big 12 involved in regional play last night. Florida's pitching staff might finally have met its match in Oklahoma just in time for the Women's College World Series. The Gators haven't allowed an earned run in three games at that series, with the best of three championship series up next. The Florida Aces, Kelly Barnhill. Oklahoma counters with Paige Parker, a second-team All-American, who was the most outstanding player at last year's Women's Softball College World Series. Now to baseball, where Zach Mannion escaped a sixth-inning jam with back-to-back strikeouts, and five Long Beach State pitchers combined on a four-hitter to beat Texas 2-1 and reach its first Super Regional since 2004. Long Beach State will play Cal State Fullerton in a best-of-three series for a chance at the Dirtbags' first College World Series appearance since 1998. Sam Houston State advanced to an NCAA Baseball Super Regional for the first time as they beat number 5 national seed Texas Tech 4-3 for their second win in 2 days over the Red Raiders. The Bearcats will play Auburn or Florida State in the Super Regionals. Texas A&M and number 3 national seed Florida also won regionals. TCU goes to an NCAA Baseball Super Regional for the fourth straight year after a 15-3 win over Dallas Baptist. Evan Skog and Josh Watson homered for the Horned Frogs. Dallas Baptist was up 2-0 after a homer in the first inning, but TCU went ahead with 3 in the second and added 6 more in the third. The Frogs are trying to get to the College World Series for the fourth year in a row. Dallas Baptist hit 13 homers in 4 regional games in the tournament. Well, the Stanley Cup Final is now a best-of-three affair after the Nashville Predators even the series at 2 games apiece. Frederic Gaudreau scored the game winner, and Pekka Rinne stopped 23 shots as the Predators earned a 4-1 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins in Nashville. That game was tied 1-1 until Gaudreau beat Matt Murphy 3:45 into the second period. Victor Arvidsson made it 3-1 later in the middle period. Kalle Järnkrå and Philip Forsberg also tallied to support Rinne, who blanked the Penguins after Sidney Crosby's goal tied the game late in the first period. The Predators outscored the Penguins 9-2 in 2 games at Nashville after Pittsburgh picked up 5-3 and 4-1 wins at home. Game 5, pivotal now, that's Thursday night in Pittsburgh. Well, Thad Matta is out as Ohio State's basketball coach, with the Buckeyes having missed the last 2 NCAA tournaments amid an exodus of players. Matta coached the team for 13 seasons and led them to 2 Final Fours. Ohio State went 17-15 this year. Matta cited his health at a news conference Monday. He's been troubled for years by chronic back problems that sometimes prevented him from taking off his shoes after a game. He'll be part of the search for a new coach. In NFL news, Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera says quarterback Cam Newton is ahead of schedule in his rehab from shoulder surgery and is expected to begin throwing next week at minicamp. Newton will start by throwing on a side field and isn't expected to participate in team drills until the team reports to training camp in late July. Newton injured his shoulder in Carolina's Week 14 win against the San Diego Chargers, but continued to play the rest of the season. San Francisco 49ers have signed free agent Elvis Dumervil in an effort to bolster their pass rush. The 33-year-old Dumervil has 99 career sacks in 10 seasons with Denver and Baltimore. In racing news, Darrell Wallace Jr. will replace the injured Eric Almirola at Pocono Raceway this weekend, making him the first black driver since 2006 to race in NASCAR's top circuit. Richard Petty Motorsports said Wallace will continue to drive the number 43 car until Almirola returns. Almirola fractured a vertebrae during a fiery wreck last month at Kansas Speedway and is out indefinitely. Bill Lester was the last black to start a cup event. Wendell Scott raced from 1961 to 73, and Willie T. Ribbs competed in 3 races in 1986. And in golf news, Steve Stricker has earned a spot in the upcoming U.S. Open following rounds of 67 and 65 in the sectional qualifier in Tennessee. Stricker was leading when he finished and was assured of being among 9 players who earn spots to Erin Hills Golf Club next week. The 50-year-old Stricker has been playing a limited schedule, but he cranked it up in recent months in a bid to try to make the U.S. Open. That is a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.